When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try. Dick.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And welcome back into the work week. If you had yesterday off, hope that you enjoyed it. If you didn't have yesterday off, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You would think everybody could have Labor Day off, but somebody has to work for the people that do have the day off, right? Hopefully you get it made up to you on another day. I remember for years working in kitchens, we would always say, it's Labor Day, we're going to be slammed. And we were never really busy. So it's, I don't know, I guess people think to themselves, well, I mean, I was cooking breakfast, so they probably just don't want to get up early. But maybe it was an adjustment for a lot of folks. I said, you know what, we're just going to stick around the house today. I went out to a couple of thrift stores. Because Savers had a 30% off clothing sale. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to go use my coupons. I may have more than one email address that I get Savers coupons to. And so I went to the New Bedford and the Fall River ones. Did pretty well for myself. Came away with a suit for $850. Can't go wrong with that. But also, I didn't see a lot of people out. I mean, it seemed like a regular day. Then I decided to get some seafood down in New Bedford. Went down to Surfside Creamery. So I took a ride down the peninsula to see what was going on. This was about 6 o'clock at night. So a lot of people out walking and hanging out on the beach. Traffic wasn't too bad. We met up with the family on Sunday for family dinner for my mom's birthday, which is tomorrow. And so we all got together for dinner and we were looking for a place to go. And I was like, let's just avoid anything that involves going on 495. Because I assume people would be coming home early from the Cape, but didn't seem that way. Traffic seemed okay. So maybe folks waited until tomorrow. Now you're free and clear to go to the Cape, if that's something that you'd like to do. Still nice enough weather to go. Going to have, as you heard Sessie say, a beautiful week up until the weekend. You're going to have nice 70s, low to mid 70s all weekend. That's my kind of weather. All right, let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Any word on the shots fired incident next to Hayden McFadden's school?
Was that the one that happened Saturday?
Yeah.
We didn't really get any more information except for, you know, police just acknowledging that they happened and that they're under investigation.
What about the Willow Street drive-by shooting where the guy got shot in the face with a pellet gun?
Nothing on
last
that.
Last night? No?
No, it's too early. We'll probably get something a little bit later on that.
Yeah, mostly peaceful city.
I mean, you know, when you look at the way it's gone the last few weekends, it could have been worse.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's crazy, though. All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. And if you want to call in and react, 508-996-0500. We actually got an app chat message from Cece, who says that they're in scummy New Bedford. So you can just imagine where this is going to go based on that. Where is the mayor hiding the truth from New Bedford people? Step up and be a man, you coward. Little someone should start. I mean, this is just a grammatical mess. Someone should start shooting in his neighborhood, see how safe it is in this scummy city. Bunch little punks. Get rid of mayor. He sucks. Remember, when you have to vote people, he is a coward. I think a coward is somebody who puts that in an app chat message and doesn't have the guts to call in and say it on the air. Or more importantly, call in on a Wednesday when the mayor's here and say it to his face. But yeah, I mean, we've been hearing that from a lot of people this month, that the mayor has been largely absent when these homicides have taken place. Now, he was on with Chris on Wednesday in studio. I still haven't had a chance to listen to it. But this is a situation where when these things happen, people want to hear from their leaders. Especially when, and this is going to sound crass, and I don't mean it to sound that way, when it's kind of an easy statement to make. They just want to hear you say, we're using every available resource. We're trying to solve these crimes. They are unrelated incidents. At least we, you know, assuming that they are. And that, you know, there's no threat to the public. Those are the kind of things that people want to hear to make them feel at ease. It's not that hard to say. But it does come across as looking like the mayor wants to put his head in the sand when things like this happen. That he doesn't want to acknowledge that it happened. That the role of being the consoler in chief of the city does not apply here. And that's what people are looking for. They just want someone to come out and say, yes, this is unacceptable. Yes, we're going to do the best we can. Of course, we are limited in the resources that we have, and we're doing the best that we can. I mean, that's the thing, is you get people that call up and send app chat messages and send emails like, where is this investigation going? Why haven't we heard more about this? And first of all, folks, if we've heard about it, you'd know about it. If we had information, we'd be sharing it with you. Nobody's sitting on a murder investigation story and saying, well, you know what, I'll get to that when I get to it. When we have information, we will tell you. But it's going to be a slower process to solve these crimes when they have less police officers and less detectives to be able to solve these crimes. And it doesn't mean that it won't get done. But it's not going to get done on any kind of clock that you're looking for. But I think a lot of that could be quelled if the mayor was more upfront. I think 4 homicides in a 15-day period requires a statement. I mean, I would say requires a press conference, but that's not the way they do things here. but it at least requires a statement. Especially when the mayor was in Chicago. So, put out a statement. Make people at least aware of the fact that, yeah, you are just as disgusted with it as they are. That's all they're looking for. Someone to commiserate. That alone, I mean, I know, you know, some people are not going to be satisfied with that, but it'll go toward, it'll go a long way toward making people feel a little bit better, especially if you can come out and say, we don't think there's any threat to the public at this time. Of course, anytime there's shots fired, as there were multiple incidents over the weekend, it's hard for the public to feel safe. 508-996-0500. Take a call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Saffield.
Morning, Gilly.
Hey, can you read me that chat? I just got the tail end of it that they sent in about the mayor.
No, I don't want to reread it.
Oh, you don't want to reread it?
No.
I heard that they called him a coward and all that.
They did, yes.
Okay. Let me add on to that. You know, I've been a supporter of the mayor for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you're talking about the police officers living in town and everything. You know, the chief of police, okay, I've been saying this for a long time. Him and Cordero are the ones that caused the problem of them leaving, all the captains, because they got put to be chief of police, Cordero, and Paul as a deputy. That's when everybody started leaving the force, because of them. And there were not even residents of New Bedford. Okay? Now, get back to the mayor. You know, he's, for some reason, he's lost sight. And he keeps calling about, he gave the police chief another 3 years after the guy tried to jump ship himself to go to Falmouth. He didn't care about the people. You know, that's why the cops don't back him up. The guy's a hippity-hop, a cartoon cop. He doesn't do his job. And he just doesn't want to talk. Excuse me?
I mean, let me just give you an example. Let's just say a job opened up in talk radio in Boston, and I tried to get that job and didn't get it but stayed here. You wouldn't feel like I turned my back on New Bedford, right? You'd say, well, I was taking a chance at another opportunity.
Tim, you know I'm a fair guy, okay? Yes, I wouldn't complain, but we're talking taxpayers' money. You're not a you don't waste taxpayers' money. They're wasting over $200,000. Is that what you got? Over $200,000. Man makes $160,000. The guy hasn't taken a raise. They're paying a dog catcher an extra $50,000. He's making $100,000. But the bottom line is, let's talk about the safety of the city. Now this is getting out of hand. I mean, Paul, what is Paul doing? Hiding, and he won't speak unless the mayor lets him speak. He had a chance. I know you're going to get mad at this, but he witnessed a crime in City Hall, okay, with Linda Morehead. Even, you know what gets me? Let me finish.
I really don't want to let you finish because you're just going to rehash the same thing that you say over and over again. But let's get back to your original point. Let's get back to your point, though. So, you say that he's held back by the mayor, but that's not just a Paul Oliveira thing. That's all department heads.
Okay, all department heads. But we're talking about crime. You know, when he was out in Minnesota, wherever he went, for the conference, he made a statement on the radio. We're on top of it. I talked to Paul twice a day, and they still don't get nothing accomplished. What have they done? Everybody's complaining about all the stuff that's up, and they're talking about the crimes down. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The crime is down. You have a police officer that when you got one of his police officers know the rules better than him. He don't belong in that job. He come back and he got a raise. That's unbelievable. You're trying to tell me that he's doing his job? They've been asking him, what are you going to do about people leaving? ask him why he wanted to leave.
Well, I think it's going to be hard to argue that crime is down this year because, you know, I don't have all the statistics in front of me, but I can tell you four homicides in 15 days is not going to look well in those statistics.
Well, I've been saying that all along. I'm the only one in this city that's criticizing people, and I got proof to prove it. You know, numbers to prove it. I mean, you gave the guy over 200, and you give him a raise on top of it? Why would he want to go to Falmouth of all places? So he can hide more? That guy is a hippity-hopped, a cartoon cop. That's the problem with them. The police officers can't stand him. The union can't stand him. If he got an officer, let me tell you something. If he's seen an officer doing what he's been doing behind closed doors, he'd be writing that poor guy up. That's the kind of guy he is. He used to be with Internal Affairs. You know what I mean? And the mayor makes him, people know that out there, especially the police officers, and I'll name names that jump ship because of it. That's why he can't draw anybody in. Oh, I'll do this and I'll do that. You see him doing anything? He doesn't even want to come on your program and ask questions like the sheriff does and everybody else. I can't be a speaker. Can't be a speaker, then you don't belong in that job. That's your job to talk.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. I don't think it's a requirement of the job, but it would be nice to have. I got to hold you there, Gilly. You have
That's
a good day.
He should have come in.
All right.
Okay? That guy don't belong as chief of police. He didn't even live in the city.
Well, he did, though. He did his time living in the city. That was what the contract allowed for them to live in the city for, what was it, 10 years? And then after that, they could move. They don't have to live in the city.
Tim, I understand that.
You're trying to cast aspersions for something that is perfectly within the rules.
Hold it. It was in the rules when he was working as a patrolman or a detective, whatever positions he had. But when you, under the rules, and the thing is, when you become chief of police or deputy chief or whatever, you're supposed to move into the city. Okay?
I don't remember seeing that in the contract.
The residency law
is not superseding the police contract.
Yes, but that's because you're only for the patrolmen after 10 years they can move out.
It doesn't.
When you apply for a new position, Tim, look it up. When you apply for a new position and you're a captain.
Why don't you just come out and just say you don't like the guy personally, so you're going to call up every day and bitch about him because you don't like him? Why don't you just say you're mad because he didn't come to bat for you as a witness, so you're going to hold a grudge against him and call up every time we talk about crime in the city to try to bury the guy?
Him, he's a chief of police.
This is what we call a tainted opinion and an invalid opinion because of personal bias.
Oh, now I'm the guy that's at fault for a chief of police that makes over $200,000.
I just want you to try to remove some of the bias that you have.
That's bias against anybody that breaks the law.
You also have bias against anybody that ever wrongs you when you call up on the radio every day to talk about it.
Well, isn't that the problem? I see other people doing it, and you guys let them.
I let you do it, too. I'm just telling you, you got to pull some of that off and look at the situation as it is.
So in other words, just keep my mouth shut and let everything
go. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you're letting it cloud the way that you're looking at the situation. I'm not saying you're wrong, Gilly. I'm just saying that your view is a little tainted. That's all.
Tim, I want to just say one last thing.
Yes.
You know, the thing is, let me see what I really want to see. I'm getting old too, 73 years old, and my mind's gone.
I'm 46, and mine's already gone.
Okay, but all evil needs to thrive is for good men and women to remain silent. I'm not going to just turn my back because the city, you know, Bedford, the courts and everything are all corrupt. And it's right out in the side, right out. They take care of their own, okay? All evil needs to thrive is for men and women to remain silent. And I'm not going to remain silent. Especially when I got the facts. I could see you shutting me off if I'm pulling stuff out of my keister, but I got proof.
I never accuse you of pulling things out of your keister, that's for sure.
Okay. You know that I got proof when I bring something up. Right or wrong?
All right. I got to hold you there, though. I got to take this break. You have a good day.
You too.
Take it easy. All right, we got to take this break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We'll take some more of your calls coming up after the news. We can also take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Don't forget, today is primary day here in Massachusetts. So if you want to get out and vote, you got to do that today. Of course, the big election is 2 months away. But right now, today, primary day, and there are some races that require your vote today. But let's go now into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Biden hits the campaign trail for his vice president. Protests calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. And if you want to live it up, head to Florida.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is back on the campaign trail, this time for Vice President Harris. In his first joint appearance with Harris since exiting the 2024 race, he touted himself as the most pro-union president in history.
Are you ready to fight?
Yeah!
Are you ready to win?
Yeah!
Are you ready to elect Kamala Harris, our next president of the United States of America?
Speaking at a Labor Day union rally in Pittsburgh, he also talked about his infrastructure bill and what he calls the positive impact it had on the U.S. economy. Protesters in Israel have gathered outside the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, demanding a ceasefire to free hostages held captive by Hamas. Protesters also demonstrated outside the U.S. Embassy in Israel and in New York City on Monday. They took to the streets after the bodies of six more hostages were recovered over the weekend. One person is in custody after four sleeping passengers were shot and killed on a Chicago-area train. Authorities say three of the victims died at the scene. The fourth was pronounced dead at the hospital. Chicago police were able to locate the suspect on a different train and said a firearm was recovered. The case remains under investigation. Hotel workers in several U.S. cities, including in Boston, may or may not be heading back to work today after walking off the job on Sunday. The Unite Here union says workers are demanding better pay and benefits, along with fair work schedules and increased staffing. The three-day strike at some locations came while many were traveling for the Labor Day holiday. And Labor Day might mark the unofficial end of summer, but that's not lowering the thermostat for parts of the country. Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Phoenix out west could all see record highs with temperatures as much as 20 degrees above normal. Heat warnings expected for over 25 million people by Wednesday. Your South Coast forecast is coming up. And you might be having a great time living here in Massachusetts, but Florida is apparently the most fun state to live in. Mark Mayfield explains.
A new study from WalletHub ranked all 50 states across more than two dozen key indicators, including accessibility to national parks, nightlife, and other activities. Researchers determined that the Sunshine State took the national lead because of its number of restaurants, amusement parks, and music festivals per capita. California took the number two spot, while West Virginia came in last. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Red Sox fell short in New York. Boston dropping the series opener against the Mets 4-1. They look to bounce back tonight at 7:10. And the New England Patriots gearing up for their Bengals showdown just 5 days away. The Patriots set to kick off their season against the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Tuesday morning. Boy, is it chilly outside. You are going to need a sweater this morning. Sunny skies, however, temperatures barely in the mid-50s, climbing to the low 70s by the afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Clear skies overnight tonight, and the temperature is just a tad cooler in the upper 40s, mid-70s, and sunny for tomorrow. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
somewhere, someone out there is saying, I can't believe I'm hearing Joy Division on morning talk radio. But I think anything's on the table now because I heard that song in the Fairhaven Walmart. When you hear Joy Division playing in Walmart, that's when you're like, things have changed. Yeah. When you walk into the grocery store and hear the Ramones, yeah, things have changed a little bit. So also things have changed with the New England Patriots, of course, now that Jacoby Brissett and Drake May are the quarterbacks here. Brissett, the quarterback, starting quarterback at the moment. May, the starting quarterback of the future. But there's a story from Boston.com. By the way, the Patriots open the season Sunday against Cincinnati, and we'll have that game here on WBSM. All of the games all season long here on WBSM. And remember, too, if you don't want to hear the games are going to be on 99.5 FM and 1420 AM. But if you don't want to hear the games, you can always hear our regular programming on the stream, either at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. But an interesting story from Boston.com that Rob Ninkovich, the former Patriots linebacker and two-time Super Bowl champion, did not mince words about former New England quarterback Mac Jones in the latest episode of the Dan and Ninko Show podcast, calling out the former first-round pick while praising the early returns put forward by Drake May. Ninkovich said, "Look at freaking Mac Jones down in Jacksonville right now. He's grittying all over the place." Of course, Jones is now the backup behind Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, and he had a strong preseason. He led all NFL quarterbacks in the preseason in passer rating. So co-host Dan O'Brien noted that Jones apparently does not like Ninkovich, and the former pass rusher did not hold back with his barbs against Jones. "I don't give a expletive," Ninkovich said. "I'll smack the expletive out of expletive Mac Jones. I don't care. Do you care if someone doesn't like you? I hope he has a great career as a backup and makes a ton of money." But he talks about, even though he's done well, it was time for New England to move on. He says it didn't work out. They needed a change. The demeanor alone between Mac Jones and Drake May are completely different. Ninkovich then offered up an impression of Jones and his usual comments during New England's post-game press conferences during his three seasons with the Patriots. "I couldn't listen to, yeah, you know, I've just got to keep working and got to keep better and got to get better. And, you know, I'm just going to keep working hard and we're just everybody together. And, yeah, it wasn't my best and I've got to be better." Over and over and over again, Ninkovich said. "I'd rather listen to Drake May talk than, yeah, my modeling career didn't work out. So now I'm back down here at Jacksonville." So talk about some shots there. So the Boston.com story says it's unclear what kind of history there is between Ninkovich and Jones, but it certainly sounds like there's an issue there. And I guess it's easy to take a shot at the guy when he's no longer in town, but I think, too, that you might see more people around the Patriots have more to say about Mac Jones. Let's just say I heard things during his time here that he wasn't exactly loved by his teammates. And that, more than anything, might be why they're moving on from not just the talent level, but also the fact that he just wasn't liked here. He was not a leader on the team, and he wasn't going to be a leader on the team. But hey, as Rob Ninkovich says, I hope he has a long career and makes a lot of money as a backup quarterback. And maybe he'll get a chance to start again. And maybe he'll learn from his experiences and become a better player and leader for it. But meanwhile, here in New England, people are getting excited about Drake May. I saw a few people with May jerseys. I hadn't even seen those out yet. So I don't know if they ordered them after the NFL draft or what, but there was a few that I saw over the course of the weekend. One was in Raynham and one was in Fall River yesterday. Also, were you one of the lucky folks that was able to get tickets to see Oasis over in the UK? I know people who were up on Saturday or were online Saturday, whenever the tickets went on sale, and tried to get them. there was a lot of problems with getting through to Ticketmaster. There were people who said that they had tickets. They had them in their queue. And then when they went to pay for them, they disappeared. It wasn't even a fact that, you know, that you only get so much time to buy the tickets when you get them. It wasn't even that they timed out. I think it was just such massive demand that it overwhelmed the system, which has happened in the past before with Taylor Swift and other shows. So I guess if you were one of the lucky ones to get the Oasis tickets, fingers crossed that they actually make it to the show. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
What's going on?
Just living. So I'm going to see Babyface Friday. And so that was kind of fun again. It's been a long time since I've seen Babyface. Do you remember Babyface?
When can he see you again?
I guess when he closes his eyes. He can dream about me.
That was a Babyface song, wasn't it? When can I see you again? Was that Babyface? Who was that?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Listen to you all. You go, feller. Yeah. But then again, I broke out, you know, Dan Hartman, so, you know. So how was your weekend?
It was good. Relaxing. How was yours?
Oh, I've had worse. Did you see the picture I sent you?
I did, yeah. Looks like you got a mantis convention happening outside your door.
There's three of them. You only noticed two, right?
I only saw two.
There's one on top of the light, on top of the light, if you look at it again. And so those two of those are the size of a pack of, like, cigarettes, the lengthwise. And the one that was right there was as thick as one. You know, it looks like it's, you know, I want to say maybe about to have a kid. Remember I told you how the one snuck in the house, that one thing, man. Remember I told you that a while back?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're looking for them.
Could be. So you get a lot of mantises out there?
Well, not too often. We don't get into it. Sometimes we do. But, yeah, I guess just about the time of the year. I remember about 5 years ago, on my storage door, there was 13 baby ones. There were size like the, not even the size of a tack, you know, the flat tack, not even that, some tacks, not even that size. But there were 13 of them, and the mother and I would go out there and bring them, like get bottle caps and put like water in there so they could drink out of it and put it up on the door or whatever and like that. So that's what I didn't do it for these. That one was like right there trying to get at it, brother. I don't know. And you know, if you a lot of times, especially that size, look like it's either about to have a baby. It looks huge. But, you know, they have, like, if you can hold one and take and dip the tail, the back end of it into water, cold water or warm water, and you'll see something come out, and it's a parasite. And it's longer than the, there's like one that's horse worm parasite that was pulled out. I'll send you a video. I don't know if it came through or not, of one. And it's like, that's what's inside those things. And then a lot of them makes them become zombies. And so they'll just go off and drown themselves in the water, their heads, or things like that. And that's kind of crazy. If you look at it, it's black. Looks like, you know, like fish poop, you know, how long string like that. But it's moving, it's live and stuff like that, moves around. And that's not fun. And so I'm just like, I like praying mantises. You know, who else could say, like, you know, that, you know, they're close to God, right? Praying, always praying. That's always a good thing. And plus, they got their own kung fu. What's up with that?
Well, you said you saw one that looked like it was pregnant. That means that there is one that helped contribute to that that's probably no longer around.
Yeah, exactly. Headless. So like I said, you know, and the other ones, like, the other ones could be sisters, whatever the case be. That one was huge. That one looks like I could take it to school with me and put it on kids and scare people. You know, like, or pretend I'm like a Florida man and throw like alligators into the drive-thrus.
Now, we don't get a lot of mantises around here. We don't see them as often, but I had one day. I came out of my house. There was one sitting on top of the roof of my car, and I was like, well, I'm going for a ride. I had to go to the store down the street. I was like, so, you know, you might want to jump off. And I tried to scoop him up and take him off, but he kept avoiding me. So I was like, and I couldn't reach the middle of the hood. So I was like, all right, fine, you're stuck there. and I started driving. I went down to the store, came back, pulled in the driveway. He was still on the roof of the car.
See, you're like me. I'm talking to the praying mantis. I'm like, hey, okay, you gotta step out. Don't jump on the fella and like that. I do the same thing, too. Especially, you know, the praying. You always want to see something praying. You always want to think something positive, right? And plus, they are the best insects to destroy other insects in God's creation, I think.
And I still remember that NBC superhero show, Mantis. So I never know, you know, one of them could be a superhero.
Or what about how, like, remember the Herculoids? They had the mantis thing. Hello there! Or Space Ghost. Hello!
Yeah. Yeah, that was my favorite character on, what was his name, Zorak? That was my favorite character on Space Ghost.
Really? Oh, you remember the name? You go, fella. I guess, you know, even though you are 46, you're not 46 in the waist anymore, so that's a good thing, you know. That's at your age, not your waist size. So, you know, that's a good thing. So, what are you, like, 38 now?
Yeah, 38. I might be able to go down to a 36, but I just bought new jeans, so that's going to have to wait.
So I guess, are you going to try to get you some of those Jordache jeans?
No Jordache. I just wear Levi's.
Or they got the male apple bottom jeans, the boots with the fur.
Yeah, no, I'm good on those. No, I don't get low. All right, man. I gotta hold you there, Lamone. I got a break here. I gotta take.
But now you can get low. So you know that's different.
The knees still don't work as well.
Well, I've seen some stuff you rub on your knees. And it'll help make you feel better. Or maybe somebody else can rub on your knees, but you can do it yourself. It won't hurt.
All right.
And you do it before. You don't have to wait till it hurts, whatever. Just do it, you know, like normally if it's aching or whatever. When do you have the most problems with your joints?
I don't really have a lot of problems. I just don't bend low. That's all. I'm already low to the ground. I have a low center of gravity.
Well, that's so you keep yourself sturdy. Good for wrestling.
Oh, that's right. So,
yeah, but for me lately, I've been having like my hands cramped. I kind of feel like Fred Sanford, you know, like I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth. You know how his hands get like that.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about joining Fred anytime soon. But I do got to take this break. You have a good day, and
I hope not. You know, my mother was raised in the same neighborhood with him in St. Louis
as Red Fox.
Yes, his name is Sanford. And Fred Sanford, literally his name was Sanford. That was his last name. And so those are back in the days. And, you know, there's also like the Gap Band that came from
there. We're really going down some different events. I gotta hold you there. I got to take this break.
Oh, tell Skitty I said hello.
She's listening.
And Miss Mary and Gilly, you know, Gilly.
Shout out to Gilly from Florida. All right. You have a good day. Take it easy. All right.
Bless everybody out there in the New Bedford land. Play on, y'all. Play on.
That is Lamone in Las Vegas. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Now, last week we talked about how New Bedford schools, the middle schools, are having kids lock away their cell phones during the day. And the high school is going to have any students that violate the cell phone use policy lock their phones away. But WCVB has the story this morning that one of the largest school districts in the state is now having kids lock away their cell phones. So elementary school students and middle school students in Newton, Mass. Have to turn off and put away their cell phones for the entire day. And high school students will place their electronic devices in teacher-designated holding areas during class. The district is also filtering social media at all middle and high schools. So sites like TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram will be blocked on all school-issued devices. Well, that's not anything really new. I think those are, I mean, what are the school-issued devices that you could put those on? I mean, are they giving, oh, man, I guess if they're giving kids tablets, they can put them on tablets. But they're not going to work on a Chromebook. So I suppose, yeah, if you have school-issued tablets, they would have to block those on there. But see, in Newton High, what they're saying here is that the students will have their classes in, have their phones in between classes, but they'll have to lock them up when they get into class. And then the students in middle school and elementary school can't have them on at all during the course of the day. So, I mean, here we are, you know, a few days into school. I haven't heard any real big backlash from the New Bedford policy. Perhaps your kids have come home complaining about it. Perhaps you've got a problem with it. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We can certainly talk more about that if you'd like to, as well as other topics of the day. We're going to be taking our final break here of the hour in just a moment, and then we'll have the news come up. But I will remind you, too, it is primary election day. So keep that in mind as you're planning your day. I know it's going to be a busy day, getting back to work after a three-day weekend, probably. Maybe even after a end of summer vacation. But it is election day. It is primary day, rather, primary election day. So if you want to get out there and vote, maybe you want to do it now on your way to work so you don't have to worry about remembering later on. I've got alarms set on my phone. Vote. Go to the doctor. Do laundry. I've got everything lined up in alerts because I know how the first day back can get to you. Going to take our final break of this hour, and we'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. It is a manic Monday, but that was what I was saying. 4 o'clock already. I was just in the middle of a dream. But I had a weird recurring dream over the weekend. When I slept for 15 hours on Saturday, I kept having this dream that I was trying to take a flight to get on a cruise, and I missed my flight, and I was going to miss my cruise, and I was panicking and freaking out. And then I woke up, and I was like, what am I so stressed out about? It's not real. It was a dream. And then I go back to sleep, and I'd get into the same situation again, and I'd wake up and be like, stop dreaming about that. It's not real. But I just couldn't get myself out of that loop.